Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Already the 15th day of April, 2005. I'm sure you'd like to talk about the infernal income tax, never properly ratified. Back in 1913, the accompanying legislation with the Federal Reserve Act and how you're shelling out money for your own enslavement that goes into the system of control, and you're welcome to call in about it. Coming up in about 30 minutes, John Rappaport, investigative journalist, will be joining us to talk about a lot of key news that he's been ferreting out concerning the news that broke back on Tuesday about 4,000. First it was 5,000 plus, now it's 4,000 plus, vials of this super flu from the 1950s that killed millions being mailed live around the country. And by live, they can do the exact same testing by simply irradiating the flu virus. And they have other more sophisticated ways to disable the live nature of this particular flu virus. That's what they normally do, but there's been some new interesting developments and twists that Mr. Rappaport has discovered that you won't see in the mainstream news simply by researching the name of the company where all of this was mailed out from. And last night I was listening to him on Coast to Coast, and I typed into Google exactly what he was talking about, and there it was. You type in the name of the company that did this. It is the same company that mailed anthrax to Iraq, West Nile, all of this garbage. And it's a group connected, as usual, to the CIA, to the secret government. And back on Tuesday, I got on air, and on Wednesday, and I just used common sense, and I said, this is just like how our government in 93 mailed all those bioweapons to Iraq. Why would our government, was government authorized, the people that head up this company are part of the government, why would they mail this to Iraq? Why would they mail out thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of samples of this to Switzerland and Japan and Mexico, 100 countries? Because later, if the globalists want to release this, they then have plausible deniability and go, oh, sorry, sure, we had this in a freezer in a government lab, and we gave it to this other company, the same company that mails stuff out to Iraq, and, well, then they mailed all this stuff out to all these other nations. And so that's how it got out. And some lab worker at one of these 4,000 labs, they're working for Al-Qaeda, or they sold it, and that's how this happened. I wonder how they're going to get the 1918 flu out and claim that Al-Qaeda got it, because it was inside a man's lungs who died in 1918, a whaler, up near the North Pole, and they dug him out of the permafrost 4 years ago. And I predicted then that soon we would hear that it was accidentally mailed out somewhere, and then Al-Qaeda will release it, and then we'll have to watch millions die and give up all our rights to the government. And then no one in government will get in trouble for digging this up and mailing it out. And no one will put 2 plus 2 together. Or if they do, they'll get 500 instead of 4. I mean, it's so obvious. It's child's play what they're doing. But got to give Rappaport credit. He went and ferreted it out, exposed the globalists were up to. So he'll be joining us. And then we got another guest coming on to talk about these nationwide toll roads. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, 8 minutes, 12 seconds into this first hour, second segment. It is Friday, my friends. Coming up, we're going to give you the news behind the news with, exactly who mailed out these thousands of samples of super flu virus. Of course, this was mailed out back in March, and we're just now learning about it this week. And now the government's being exposed for allowing botulism, anthrax, West Nile, you name it, to be mailed through the mail routinely. And there have been a whole bunch of different cases in the last few years of automobile accidents where bioweapons are splattered all over the road. And, of course, the border stays wide open. But the government tells you, you've got to give up all your rights to the men in black uniforms wearing black masks, or the terrorists are going to get you, but they do nothing to stop the terrorists. In fact, they are the terrorists. They fund the terrorists. They control the terrorists. And so we'll explain why the globalists are mailing out these bioweapons, potential bioweapons, a little bit later. Then in the third hour, Sal Castillo will be joining us. He heads up the Austin Toll Party against the toll roads. A lot of new developments there. And on the surface, it looks like the mayor is, quote, caving in pressure from the public against the toll roads. That is not the case. And no matter where you live around the country, you need to know this is part of a national plan, and it does affect you. So details of this and a lot more are coming up in the third hour. Plus, there's a big concert that I've known about for a few weeks, and I should have been promoting it. I haven't been, but there's a big concert coming up that Jimmy Vaughn, who's an accomplished musician in his own right, of course, the brother of Stevie Ray Vaughan, and just a bunch of other amazing musicians are putting on a concert. And they're coming in and playing for free, and all the proceeds from the tickets go to fund lawsuits against the state boards and other criminals that are trying to rape the living daylights out of us to the tune of thousands of dollars a year to drive on the state, city, and county roads. And that's not counting all the federal toll roads. And for those that missed USA Today, they admit that Perry wants 4,000 miles of toll roads in Texas. Perry's actual documents that we got a year ago say 6,000 miles. There are 7,000 miles of toll roads in the country right now. To give you an idea of how many toll roads we're going to have here. But again, they're now admitting that Texas is the model. Louisiana, Florida, Oregon, did I mention New York? It just almost every state we look at is trying to do the same thing right now, where when you get your inspection sticker or your tags, it has an RFID tracker chip, and by law, that law is about to pass the Texas legislature right now, but similar laws have been introduced in a duplicitous fashion across the nation, and it's all federally sponsored and manipulated. So that's coming up next Thursday. Next Thursday. And we'll have the venue locations and how to get tickets coming up in the third hour. And as soon as I get a press release from the Austin Toll Party, I've been asking for it for a couple days. I know they're very busy. As soon as I get that press release, I'll put it up on Infowars.com. Because I want this to be a big success, and I want a lot of you to come out to this event. And I've been asked to speak, and I'm also going to be introducing the lead band. There's a whole bunch of them playing that night. But I'm going to be introducing Stevie Ray's brother, Jimmy Vaughn. So we really look forward to that. And I tell you, Jimmy Vaughn, I've had a chance to meet him in a couple of other events, and I know he's a listener to this radio broadcast, and he's gotten a lot of my videos and given them to a lot of people. He really is aware of the New World Order, and so is his lovely and intelligent wife. And it's exciting just to see more and more prominent people waking up to the New World Order. You know, earlier last year, I was in a movie that'll be coming out actually early next year with, I don't talk a lot about this because I'm not tooting my horn, it's good news. I mean, we're having an effect. And here I am surrounded by all these top Hollywood stars, Keanu Reeves, Woody Harrelson, Winona Ryder, Morton Downey Jr., And literally, here I am, you know, for weeks, because I was also consulting on the film, around these individuals, and they're listening to the radio show locally. Some of them are already aware of my work, like Woody Harrelson. And so was Winona. And I'm sitting there, and, you know, here's Keanu Reeves going, ah, yes, the New World Order. And we're having these discussions about the New World Order and how the government brings in the drugs and how they're involved in the terror attacks. And I gave them my videos, and some of them said, oh, we want more. We already watched them and gave them away. Give us more. But my point is that basically anybody I come in contact with, whether it's the former Speaker of the House, you know, when I'm on the hike and bike trail, you know, that stops me and corners me and wants to talk about the New World Order for 15 minutes, while my heart rate is dropping and I want to continue jogging, or whether it's, you know, senior member of the state police, that's all I'll say, cornering me outside of a, you know, the dry cleaners, or whether it's, folks, it's amazing how many people, just if you're able to talk to them, or how many people are already aware of the New World Order and want to talk to me, and I'm just one little guy in this fight. And so that's really the good news I've got for you before I jump into all this horrible news, is that I say this at least once a week because it's the best news I've got. It's the report from the front lines for you out there who feel like you're all alone and feel like people don't care and feel like we can't affect change and feel like nobody's listening and we're all alone. That's an illusion that Peter Jennings and Tom Brokaw and well, I guess now Brian Williams, that's an illusion that they project. They are the minority. They're losing control. At the 40th anniversary of the JFK assassination in Dallas a year ago, we've now had the 41st anniversary a few months ago, I sat there on my computer looking at TV polls, news polls, scientific polls, and I calculated a dozen different polls together, because some were 85, some were 96. I calculated them together, 12 of them. That's actually a scientific way to poll, and with a calculator, and came up with 92% of the American people believe the U.S. government killed Kennedy. Now, the 8% can sit up there and call us all kooks if they want. Okay, fine. But the point is that 20 years ago, it was only about 40% of the citizenry believed there was government involvement. And it took 20 years to get up to that point. It was maybe 5, 6% when the globalists first killed Kennedy in Dealey Plaza in 1963. And I didn't look at the polls this year for the anniversary. I just was too busy. But that's my own experience. Forget the polls. I've done over 2,000 radio interviews, multiple interviews every day since 9/11. I mean, some days I've done like 10 interviews, but a lot of these interviews are 2 hours long. Most are about an hour long, and they'll take 15, 20, 30 calls, and maybe one caller calls in and disagrees with me. As I'm saying, the globalists carried out 9/11 and detailing it. I mean, the New World Order's got a big problem, folks. When I'm on a talk show and the host is attacking me, and almost every caller is agreeing with me. I mean, even in hostile waters, even in enemy territory, behind enemy lines, we are able to wake people up and our message resonates with them. Look at my own broadcast. The phones are wide open. I don't screen calls. We ask what your name is, where you're calling from, and please turn your radio off or down. That's it. Those that have called can testify to that. But where are you? Maybe out of, I don't know, it's got to be out of 300 emails that are positive that I get. That's the average. Out of, say, 300, I might get one mean email. And it's usually, I'm going to kill you. I want to put you in a camp. I'm going to kill your family. That's nice. That's real nice. But occasionally, I'll be at the grocery store or walking the dog, and somebody will pull by in their car and go, "Why don't you leave the country?" Well, no, you need to leave the country. See, it's patriotic to defend the nation, to defend the Bill of Rights, not to mindlessly parrot what Bill Clinton or George Bush says. You think that's patriotism as being a mindless idiot. No, no, you need to leave the country. It isn't love it or leave it. I do love it, and that's why I'm defending it. You need to leave it. You may be watching 4 hours of TV every night, feeling like you're the majority and we're the minority, but let me give you the news flash. Most people are just afraid to say what they really think. We've already won. Do you understand me? You are the kooks. It's like with Galileo or people even before him, long before Galileo, saying the world is round. Who was that? Copernicus? I forget. The world is round. And people said, no, it's flat. But within about 20 years, it went from 98% saying it's flat to 98% saying it's round. And still that 2% were going, you're kooks, it's flat. And still the major publications of the day, the major proclamations was it was still flat. Everybody was laughing at you. So just keep on doing what you're doing. And wonder why your newspaper's readerships fall off by 60%. Wonder why people don't watch your nightly newscast. Because they know. They know you're bought and paid for. They know you're a pack of liars. You're going down, New World Order. You're going down.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever been told that communism has collapsed and no longer a threat to our national sovereignty? If so, why are communists overthrowing African and South and Central American governments to install a communist regime? If so, why has Cuba and China agreed with other communist countries to surround the United States in preparation for an attack to end capitalism? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Again, John Rappaport to give you the news behind the news. We've got an amply named website, nomorefakenews.com. He'll be joining us coming up in the next segment. Then in the third hour, we'll talk about toll roads, what's in our future unless we stand up against this. Boy, I tell you, I shouldn't have gone into that little 14-minute rant in the last segment because I need to cover all this news. Special Guard units prepare for domestic terrorism. And this is from Oregon Public Broadcasting, and we have our own little comment here by Paul Watson above the article. And then we have little links off to related mainstream articles to back up our statements, of course. Homeschoolers, gun owners, religious cults, all the terror drills are being directed not towards Muslims or illegal aliens, but towards mainstream U.S. citizens. Meanwhile, the borders stay wide open. Is there any doubt about who the real targets of the war on terror are? And then here's the article. The National Guard is preparing for domestic terrorism, not just attacks from foreigners. Special teams from the Northwest are training this week at a facility in the Tri-Cities. And what they train to do, they go and carry out. Same thing with Waco. The scenario, a standoff between authorities and a religious cult. Officials suspect the group has stockpiles of dangerous chemicals or radioactive material. Emergency trainer Matt Fox is teaching National Guard teams from Washington, Idaho, and Alaska what to do. By the way, I'm not a Mormon, folks, but there's a group of Mormons out in West Texas who weren't bothering anybody, weren't saying anything doomsday-ish, and they tried to send feds out to start some big thing a few weeks ago. I mean, they're just looking for trouble. They want to go after people. Matt Fox, anytime you're dealing with ne'er-do-wells, oh, see, there's the implied idea. Oh, religious cults, they're ne'er-do-wells, people that want to be left alone. Anytime you're dealing with ne'er-do-wells, you make entry into established compounds. There have been booby traps found, from something as simple as fish hooks to something as extravagant as explosives. The teams are training for 3 days at a special Department of Energy facility called Hammer. The units are specially equipped with portable labs. Although they're part of the National Guard, they do not travel overseas and are deployed domestically to respond to terrorism threats. There is a group under the regular Army, and you can see this in Road to Tyranny. It's just about 5 minutes, 6-7 minutes of the 2.5-hour film. And it's up in Belton, just south of Temple. And we hear there's going to be a drill. The mayor gets up on TV, announces we've been attacked, and then later says it was just a drill. They blow up some cars. I mean, fire shooting out in downtown. People thought it was real. We go out there with video cameras, and troops walk over and ask us why we got cameras on. Try to tell us to turn our cameras off. We go, no, we're not turning our cameras off. But, see, that video was shot before 9/11, and then it was put in the film. Now, my friend Kevin Booth, who was a camera guy in New York, he just flew out to England working on a story, and we had the Fuji blimp flying around Austin yesterday. In New York, we had the Fuji blimp with NYPD on it, videotaping people and scanning. And it was out at the airport, and Kevin is out in the parking lot. He called and left a message yesterday, gets his camera out, is videotaping it, and police run over and say, you can't videotape. He goes, I'm just at the airport videotaping the blimp. He goes, I make documentaries, and they're just, no, it could be terrorism. Of course, the Fuji blimp wants to be seen, but don't videotape the Fuji blimp. You see, they're putting cameras up everywhere to look at us, but they selectively threaten to arrest or arrest citizens, even members of the press, for having cameras because it may be Al-Qaeda. Californians warned of involuntary euthanasia. WorldNet Daily. Opponents of assisted suicide bill point to Netherlands' experience. It's happening. Latest report about how bin Laden's being protected, of course. I mean, the number three guy at the CIA says they don't want to arrest him. They told Pakistan, leave him alone. That's mainstream news. New York law enforcement caught doctoring videos of RNC arrest. This is from Democracy Now. I can back this up. And, I mean, conservative reporters were arrested, and then they would just sign false arrest reports signed by police that weren't even on the scene. I mean, it was bad in New York. I mean, I had congressional press passes where I could get right up within 20 feet of the president. I had full floor access, you know, maximum access in my press passes, more than most of the press because of our sources. And it didn't matter. I could be 10 miles away at a park interviewing some old lady, and they run over and threaten to arrest me. It's in the film. Just letting us know we're slaves. There is so much more coming up, but you don't want to miss this John Rappaport interview. Plus, Online Freedom of Speech Act introduced.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy-turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle, one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Coming up here in just a few minutes, we'll be talking to John Rappaport, investigative journalist. He's just done so many amazing reports and ferreted out a lot of key information concerning a host of issues. But the latest is the situation with this super flu virus, this live flu virus they mailed out around the country and the world. So we'll be detailing that in a few minutes. And yes, I know we have a bunch of phone calls. We'll go to your calls in this segment. And we're going to have Mr. Rappaport with us to talk about, to give us his analysis on a bunch of different news items, because I'm familiar with his work. He's very versatile in his understanding of this global slave grid. So we'll have him with us into the middle of the next hour. Then we've got another guest coming on to talk about the national toll roads and the star in the crown, the headpiece, right here in Austin, Texas. And we pointed this out a long time ago, and now even the Associated Press has pointed it out, as well as USA Today. Austin is the fulcrum, the model city for what you're going to be living under unless you get involved and informed and fight this now. So that's coming up in the third hour. Before we go to John Rappaport, we're offering a new T-shirt. Well, it was made in America, but the person it exposes wasn't made in America. And it's an artist rendition of Arnold Schwarzenegger, looking particularly dark and evil. And it says Obey under it. And it says Resist Arnold the Invader, arnoldexposed.com on the front. And on the back it says, "No Arnold for President," Infowars.com. And we also have a new T-shirt we just came out with. Been years since we had new T-shirts. It's the George Orwell quote, famous quote, one of many, that Eric Blair, known as George Orwell, penned. "In an age of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act." That's on the front. On the back, "Learn the truth, Infowars.com." And that, too, is made in America, sweatshop free. Then on top of that, my new film, Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, my best work ever, blows my other films away, quite frankly. And they're pretty darn good. Is out, 3 hours on DVD, 2 hours, 35 minutes on VHS, covers the police state, what happened on 9/11, and then a full hour on the Bush-Nazi connection, the order of death that controls Bohemian Grove, Skull and Bones, Arnold Schwarzenegger. We really show you the top secret society behind it all, and it is a blockbuster. Go to Infowars.com to order the new film via the secure, safe shopping cart, or simply call toll-free to get the video or any of the new items at 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. The film is $25.95, but if you get a second one, it's $19.95, and you can get them as cheap as $14 a piece if you buy a bunch of them. Or just buy one copy and make copies. The power of you getting the videos and making copies of these is just exponential, geometric. It's unstoppable. Please take action. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv. We have monthly and yearly subscriptions, 15 cents a day. Watch all my films, print off copies of my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV report, hundreds of audio interviews, special video reports that aren't on my TV show or in my films that are just on the website, PrisonPlanet.tv. You can also download and burn copies of my TV shows and films and give them to folks if you want to truly be active and take action right there at Infowars.com, or you can link through to PrisonPlanet.tv. So please take action. Now, again, our guest is John Rappaport. We're honored to have him, and his website is nomorefakenews.com. John Rappaport has worked as a freelance investigative reporter for 20 years. He's written articles on politics, health, media, culture, and art for LA Weekly, an excellent publication. Spin Magazine, Stern, Village Voice, Nexus, CBS, Health Watch, and other newspapers and magazines in the U.S. and Europe. And in 82, the LA Weekly submitted his name for the Pulitzer Prize for his interview with the president of El Salvador, a university where the military had taken over the campus. And the bio is too long to go over, but he's just done incredible work. And John Rappaport with NoMoreFakeNews.com, honored to have you. And I have to tell you, your analysis was just stunning the last three nights on Coast to Coast AM.
Great to be here.
It's good to have you. Just please go over it, this, you know, from A to Z, tracking the development and why it's so important with this flu bug getting sent out around the world.
Okay. Basically, what we're looking at here is an intentional operation with the usual goal of inducing fear. I mean, that is what it's all about. It's to make people afraid, oh, there's a virus loose and it could get us. And so we have to look to central authority to tell us what to do. It's the usual pattern, whether there is going to be a vaccine developed for this or whether it's just simply another step in the global state to put people under the control of what I would call a medical police state. That is the basic form of the operation. That's what it's all about. The thing that came out of the hopper yesterday is that we now know where all these samples of this 1957 flu virus actually came from, and that is an organization in Virginia called the American Type Culture Collection, ATCC. And that is very significant because, first of all, the Centers for Disease Control and the World Health Organization had to know from the beginning where this stuff was originating. But But they tap danced around and pretended it was all a big mystery. We don't know exactly how this happened or where it all started. Well, they do know because the CDC worked very closely with the American Type Culture Collection. They are almost, you could say, twins. The ATCC is like imagine it as a gigantic library of germs. Many, 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 many different kinds of germs. And that's their thing, and that's what they do, and they catalog them, and they send them out, and they do all kinds of stuff like that. But we also know that this firm, this company, in 1985 to 1989, sent Iraq up to 70 shipments of various biowar agents, including 21 strains of anthrax. That's 21 strains. And in 1994, because this all got exposed, the Pentagon said, oh, we have to do a report on this. So who do they decide to appoint to figure out, you know, how this could have happened, all these germs being sent from ATCC to Iraq? They appoint a guy named Joshua Lederberg to head up the study, and lo and behold, Lederberg is a director of ATCC. So naturally, the whole report was a whitewash and said nobody was really to blame and there wasn't really a problem. And then on top of that...
I hate to interrupt, but I mean, I want to just state this again. They have an election fraud commission headed up by James Baker, who helped run the election fraud in Florida. Then they have fake press groups and fake reporters. They have fake grassroots groups that come and testify. They have Janet Reno appoints Danforth to investigate her for Waco. Bush appoints the 9/11 commission with people involved in 9/11 to investigate himself. I mean, this is so ridiculous. Here, we're going to investigate. Let's hire the director of the company that mailed this to Iraq to investigate it. I mean, I don't want to glaze over that.
I mean, this is great background because this is exactly the pattern. The whole thing is a stage play. In every one of these events that you mention, including the one that I'm discussing here, this is the pattern. This is the way it's always done. It's like a cartoon. Oh, now we have to investigate. So let's do a phony investigation, and let's say that there's not a problem. Or let's blame a couple of low-level people, and then we'll move on from there.
Let me interject one more thing. Back on Tuesday when this broke, I should have done the research you did, researching, you know, what company did this and then looking at its past, but I said on air, And tell me from your research if I'm wrong, but I instinctively said, I said, folks, it's just like in 93 when they mailed the botulism and the West Nile and the dozens of samples of anthrax to Saddam. They mail all this out to thousands of sources, so when the globalists want to release it later, they'll have plausible deniability to blame it on who they choose. And then lo and behold, you go do the research, and that's where all this points.
That's right. It's exactly that. They're always looking for fall guys, and this is the preparation for that. Now, it also turns out that this 1994 Pentagon report, this whole phony whitewash, reveals that the CEO of this company, American Type Culture Collection, was a member of the U.S. Department of Commerce's Technical Advisory Committee. Now, this is very important because for all these exports to go out of the United States from ATCC to Iraq in the 1980s, you need Department of Commerce approval. So here we have the CEO of the very company that's shipping all these germs out also moonlights on the U.S. Department of Commerce that gives the license to ship these biowarfare weapons to Iraq.
And that's how intelligence works, is you have these companies that are really government fronts, and it's a revolving door.
Absolutely. It's a total revolving door. In fact, it's very, I won't say very difficult, but it's this company, ATCC, is a little bit odd. As far as I can tell, it's actually a 501c3. It's a nonprofit, you see, but they report all kinds of profits. They make a lot of money off of this, and as you say, they are a revolving door in and out of the government, in and out of the military, in and out of the CDC. It's all one gigantic octopus. So when I discovered that yesterday, and I put all this together, it is completely obvious that ATCC was used to intentionally send out these 1957 flu viruses all over the world so that we would have a fear op, a fear operation, so that the global population one more time would be thrown into a kind of a panic, oh my God, what could happen, what could happen?
How many made-for-TV movies, how many government reports, how many news articles? They're always hyping super flu bugs, and 3 days ago you said this was totally intentional. Now the CDC admits it. Now the WHO admits it.
That's right, and now we know, you know, where it all came from. The major outfit that shipped more in the 1980s, more biowarfare weapons to Iraq than any other entity in the United States.
Now, am I correct? Because I'm going off a Buffalo newspaper article from a few years ago. Didn't that continue until 93?
It may have. The study only concentrated on the years 85 to 89, but I'm sure that it continued after that.
No, I've got the articles where they were continuing into the early 90s.
Yeah, you're right. Now that I recall, that's right. So we're now talking about the same thing happening after Gulf War I. You know, to the, quote, enemy after the war, they continue to ship these. And check this out. Between 1984 and 1989, there was another organization that sent Iraq at least 80 different biowarfare agents out of the U.S., including botulism, dengue virus, West Nile, so forth. Who is that group? The Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta sent to Iraq 80 different biowarfare agents. Now, here we have the CDC working hand in glove with this other group in Virginia that I've been discussing, ATCC. They're like twins. They know each other very well, and they're both guilty of the same thing.
And then when there's an investigation, the director of ATCC runs the investigation.
Exactly. And now, do you think that the Centers for Disease Control is going to say, gee, we should really look into American Type Culture Collection, ATCC, because, wow, not only did they just send out the 1957 flu virus all over the world, but guess what? In the 1980s, they were sending to Iraq biowarfare weapons. The CDC isn't going to say that because the CDC did the same thing. So it's all chummy inside the fraternity, and everybody's got blackmail evidence on everybody else, and nobody's going to say anything, and it all just flies under the radar.
Do you think this ties in to the masses of dead microbiologists?
Well, you know, it's possible, because one of the things that any microbiologist knows that has now, you know, been recently exposed is that these biological agents are shipped all over the world every day. They're crisscrossing everywhere. FedEx, DHL are the couriers that they use traditionally. This stuff is going out to labs everywhere all the time. And I have interviewed people starting in the 1980s who tell me, these people who work in labs, and they say, guess what? No matter what they say about how carefully this stuff is packaged, we've gotten stuff sent to us leaking out of the package, in the mail. All these germs are escaping and fluids escaping.
Well, last night you covered examples, as George did, reading, you know, mainstream examples of all these car wrecks.
That's right. Blowing up, the package blew up because, they say, because of the dry ice in the package. Well, I mean, if that's a standard procedure for packaging germs when you send them around, putting them in dry ice, but the dry ice can actually blow up, you know, how safe is this? So some of these microbiologists certainly were aware of the incredible risk and the lax security procedures and the fact that thousands and thousands and thousands of labs around the world hold these bioagents and ship them all the time.
But then they're telling us we've all got to be micromanaged and controlled and be stopped at checkpoints for our freedom.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. You know, you've got to control the humans, but let the germs run free. I mean, it's completely ridiculous.
So you agree with me that they're trying to create plausible deniability for when they release something?
Yes, they're trying to create plausible deniability. They're also, as I said, trying to induce as much fear as possible. That's what this latest thing is all about.
Because they know the average person will just hear deadly flu virus mailed everywhere. They won't even connect it and blame the government. Even if the government gets blamed, what are we going to do about it?
Exactly. But here's a yet deeper aspect of the story, and that's this.
Tell you what, let's cover that when we get back. I know I said we go to calls. We will, folks, but this is so important. Bear with me, and then I'll get to all your calls. Give us those details when we get back. Talking to John Rappaport, and he heads up nomorefakenews.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to bring up how the military dug up the 1918 super flu, and then now they're telling us, get ready for it. It's going to get released, and then no one points out, hey, you're the ones that dug it up out of that dead whaler who was frozen in the permafrost near the North Pole. I mean, can we put 2 plus 2 together here, folks? It equals 4. Don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Do is go to your calls immediately starting in the next hour. This is just all interconnected. So we need to go over this in an unbroken chain. John Rappaport with NoMoreFakeNews.com, investigative journalist. Please continue connecting the dots. You were about to get into something even more frightening.
Yeah, I was going to get into a deeper aspect of the story, and this is why I say that it's basically this whole 1957 flu virus thing is a fear operation. In fact, this was not a pandemic in 1957. They say it was. It was maybe more people than normal around the world died from the flu that year. Maybe they didn't, but it wasn't the big one.
Millions normally die. It wasn't the 1918 50 million. It was 1 to 4 million.
Exactly. So what are we looking at here? We're looking at a propaganda operation that starts off with step one saying 1957 was a pandemic, gigantic, and guess what? The virus is loose around the world. Well, the only place where it's really a threat is in the labs, and especially if those labs are in hospitals, which a lot of them are. That's where this stuff got sent, because you've got people with compromised immune systems as patients in those hospitals, and those people can be knocked over by a feather. So, yeah, if the virus, as it did in Hong Kong, for example, which was connected to a hospital in that lab there, got out, which it did, you could have patients in that hospital dying, absolutely. But the general public walking around on the street, forget it. I was at college in New England in 1957, and I know what happened when they tried their little fear op on everybody there, got to get vaccinated, got to do it now, blah, 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 ominous threat coming out of China. And I said, hey, forget about it. I'm going to be fine. Excuse me. And I didn't get vaccinated, and I saw people who did get vaccinated.
Well, John, here's the $64,000 question. We know they put things to manipulate us in vaccines. They've been caught many times. But they keep hyping this and hyping this and hyping this. Why do they want us to take these vaccines so bad? Not just that it's, you know, private profit centers for people in and out of government in this revolving door. It's got to be something bigger. And how does this tie to the government digging up the super influenza that was a pandemic of 1918?
Okay, well, I can tell you that very simply. I've investigated the 1918 flu epidemic, and I'm convinced that the major cause of that epidemic was actually vaccines. That's how it began. The vaccines given to U.S. troops in the United States before they went overseas to fight in World War I. These vaccines, all of them, are immunosuppressive. They suppress the immune system. They don't have anything to do with actually preventing disease. That's the oldest con game in the medical textbook. And we could go into chapter and verse on that. But the basic fact is that vaccines, which contain not only germs that are put in there, but other germs that are not even supposed to be in there from various animals and various chemicals like aluminum and formaldehyde and mercury and so on, these vaccines are immune suppressive. And when you give them to people, it does exactly that. And if the people, notice the people that are always being targeted when the flu season arrives, the elderly and the very young, those are the very people who have the weakest immune systems and are most likely to be damaged.
Well, we've got a Nobel Prize winning epidemiologist saying if you take the flu shots multiple times, you are 1,000 times more likely to get Alzheimer's.
Doesn't surprise me at all. Vaccines are part of the entire operation to weaken the population and to depopulate the population.
Oh, we've got Henry Kissinger's own documents from 1973. We're going to start the second hour, get more into this, and take your calls. Folks, this is really happening, and I want to ask John Rappaport about the move to forcibly make the population take vaccines. That's what the government wants to do. We'll be right back.
Berkey Water.